Please turn with me to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 11. We're entering a new section of the Heidelberg Catechism in regards to the Son of God. We talked about the Father and his providence. Now we're talking about God the Son. So please respond to the questions. Lord's Day 11. Why is the Son of God called Jesus, that is, Savior? Because he saves us from all our sins, and because salvation is not to be sought or found in any other. To those who believe in the only Savior Jesus, who seek their salvation and welfare from saints themselves or anywhere else, no, although they make their boasts of him, yet in their deeds they deny the only Savior, Jesus, for either Jesus is not a complete Savior, or who the Savior must have in him all that is necessary to their salvation. Perhaps we think Jesus Christ is his name, but as the Bible reminds us that Christ is not his name, it's his title. Jesus is his name. That is revealed to us in the gospel accounts in Matthew. And it's a form of Yeshua. God saves. Christ is his title as the Messiah or anointed one. That Christ, that Jesus, is appointed to redeem his people from their sins. And so the Bible, if you want to summarize what the Bible is all about, it was one question. It's this, that how can a righteous, holy God reconcile with sinners? That's what this whole Bible is about. How can we be made right with God? And so the Old Testament has been preparing us for Christ and his coming. It's been preparing us as to what it means to believe on Jesus Christ, God's Messiah, God's anointed one. And that now that he has been revealed to us, now that he has accomplished everything that he has accomplished in redemption, in his death, in his resurrection, and his ascension, everything that Christ has said to us, everything that not only Christ himself says, but through all of his word, really is the word of Christ. The word of Christ is from Genesis to Revelation, are true, are yes and amen. And so they have authority. They have relevancy. Because a lot of people think, well, the Bible is old and dusty. It's thousands of years old. Why is it relevant today? It's relevant because Jesus makes it relevant. All the promises are true because of Jesus. We are redeemed because of Jesus. We have hope beyond death because of Jesus. And hope is being brought to all, is offered to all, because Jesus can save all who come to him in faith. But if Jesus is right in everything that he has said, that means everyone else is wrong. There are no other saviors. There are no other word from. There is no other word from God. There is no other way, no other name by which we must be saved. So either what Jesus says, his authority, is everything, or it's not, or it's nothing. It's not between. There's nothing in between. There is no Jesus plus you can believe any other stuff. You can believe your righteousness and Jesus, or you can believe other philosophies and Jesus. You can believe in other religions and Jesus, along with all a myriad of truths. And that's why the world, our flesh, outside of Christ, and the devil have such enmity towards Christ, because his truth reigns. And so everything that we believe from the Word about Jesus has relevancy for us today, because His Word is the only truth in regards to how men can be made right with God. So we go with confidence in that. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 11 with that.